We can put you on the fin fish and crab committee. Come on back.
All right. Thank you all again. The next item on the agenda. Tracy, this is two items here that's almost the same, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Ted actually, Warren and Albert Williams.
These gentlemen are actually next door neighbors, and I'm prepared to brief them as one item or as two separate items, whichever the commission prefers.
And in view of time, can we do them both together?
I think we can. The way I read the briefings, it's pretty much the same.
They hate each other.
What we'll do, Tracy, is we'll vote on them separately, but we'll hear them together.
I don't know that I want to follow all that up.
Oh, my gracious. Hold on a minute, Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Hold on there, Golson. I completely forgot to introduce my brother, Wes. Guy Olson Pruitt. That's my younger brother. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine, sir. Kathy, let me go right to the slides, please. Thank you. Mr. Ted Warren requests authorization to install a 112-foot-long-by-5-foot-wide private open-pile non-commercial non-riparian pier with a 16-by-20 T-head and a 24-by-14 open-sided boathouse with a lift adjacent to his property situated on Willoughby Bay in Norfolk. This project is protested by an adjacent property owner. And the companion project is Mr. Albert Williams, who requests authorization to install a 175-foot-by-5-foot private open-pile non-commercial, also non-riparian pier with a 25-foot-by-10-foot L-head and a 28-by-25-foot open-sided boathouse, also with a lift and finger piers, adjacent to his property situated along Willoughby Bay in Norfolk. This project is protested by two adjacent property owners. Again, as I mentioned before I started, that these gentlemen are adjacent property owners, and I'll lay out the orientation for you. But for now, properties are located in this area of Willoughby. This is, of course, Interstate 64 and the Willoughby Spit area and the bay. This is a 2002 aerial. The area looks a little different for now, but I just included this for orientation. This is the Williams property here. Excuse me, Warren property here, Mr. Williams property here. And this is a recent aerial which I took about 2 weeks ago. Again, you'll notice this pier, which belongs to Mr. English, was not in the 2002 aerial. So this is a new pier. This is the Warren property here. This is not a depiction of riparian area. As I stated, these are all non-riparian piers. I'll explain why that is. I just threw this in because it's an oblique angle, and I wanted to explain to you what waterways you were looking at in association with which property. This is the Williams property here. Again, not riparian area, just sort of for orientation purposes. You'll notice these four piles along the waterway here. You'll see those in all the ground shots, and you can use those for orientation purposes while we're looking at the photographs. I'll start with the Warren property. Here are those piles that I pointed out in the aerial. The English's pier to the right. Mr. Warren would like to have his pier here in this location. These are his current application drawings. You notice the pier's in approximately the center of the property. Again, to orient through the photographs, the English's pier would, of course, be here. Mr. Williams' pier is located here. T-head and the boathouse to the left, adjacent to the Williams property. Close-up of the boathouse, a side view drawing, another side view of a different angle. This is a drawing that was generated by Mr. Royce Bridger of our engineering and surveying staff. We took the 2002 aerial photograph and drew in the English's pier, the two proposed pier, Mr. Warren's Mr. Williams, and another non-riparian pier along this waterway, which has recently been permitted. It was not protested. This is another Williams. These two gentlemen are brothers. The purpose of this drawing was to sort of explain to you why we are where we are. The properties along the section of Willoughby are non-waterfront property owners. There's a paper street, which is located here. This is Willoughby Bay Avenue, which runs along the shoreline here. So none of these properties along here actually own to the water. However, you'll see there's many piers along here. There's this one, the English's Pier. This is another Williams brother. He has a pier here. And you'll see piers all along the waterway here. The city of Norfolk has a mechanism to allow people in this situation to build piers and such when they're bound by a paper street. It's called an encroachment permit. Both Mr. Warren and Mr. Williams have obtained their encroachment permits from the city of Norfolk. So they have their local authorizations to cross the paper street in order to construct their piers. And again, the Williams Pier is here. Or excuse me, the Warren Pier. Another aerial, just for orientation purposes. And since we discussed Mr. Warren first with the ground shots, I'd like to go ahead and read my discussion of the protest and my staff recommendation on that one. Mr. Warren's property is 50 feet wide, as are all of the properties along the section of the shoreline. I'll go ahead and leave this one up. As I mentioned, the project is protested by the adjacent property owner, and that would be Mr. Williams, the applicant for this property here. Mr. Williams is concerned that the location of the boathouse here will prevent him from accessing this side of his pier. He suggests in his letter that perhaps the boathouse should be located at the end, like this boathouse is here, and the English's boathouse is also located here at the end of the pier rather than off to the side. Locating the boathouse in that area would allow him navigational access to the side of his pier. And he's not opposed to the pier itself. It's only the boathouse. In summary, as previously stated, the applicant is not a riparian property owner. Therefore, without the ability to utilize the circuit court for a legal determination of the rights of riparian property owners, the commission is responsible for evaluating the equitable use of state-owned submerged lands along this portion of the waterway. In reviewing the design of the nearby piers and boathouses, locating the pier at the center of this narrow property appears to represent the equitable use of the waterway that we're seeking for both the applicant and his adjacent property owner. In addition, utilizing a T-head design would appear to accommodate the typical uses associated with a private pier while maintaining navigational access to the sides of the pier for both Mr. Warren himself and his adjacent property owner. Its staff recommends approval of this pier as proposed. However, we do not believe the proposed location of the boathouse is appropriate. In examining the adjacent piers, it appears that locating the boathouse at the end of the pier, as was done with the two adjacent property owners that I showed you, provides the property owner with a boathouse that accommodates access to the sides of the pier for the applicant and the property owner while accommodating the desires for having a boathouse. We recommend denial of this boathouse as proposed, but would support approval of a single-slip boathouse oriented in the same fashion as the others, with reasonably sized finger piers if Mr. Warren would like to have them, and we believe that that would be more consistent with equitable use of the waterway. With that said, I'd like to go ahead and discuss the Williams proposed pier. Lights again, Kathy, please. These are ground shots from the Williams Pier. You see those, there's pilings again that I mentioned in the aerial photograph. Mr. Warren, of course, to the right, and the Williams property here. Mr. Williams' proposed design, you see his pier with the L head and the boat lift and house actually around the back. A side view and the cross sections for the pier. Again, this is that same GIS image which was generated here in-house by Mr. Bridger. Willoughby Bay Avenue, which we already discussed, and this would be Mr. Williams' proposed pier. And again, as I mentioned earlier, Mr. Williams' adjacent property owner on this side is actually his brother, who previously received a commission permit for his own non-riparian pier in this orientation. That project was not protested by anyone, which I suppose is not a surprise since this is his brother and this is his other brother. So he staff issued that permit. Lastly, there were these mooring piles that I mentioned before. I'd like to go ahead and discuss the protest letters, and then we'll move on to staff's recommendations. This project is protested by Mr. Warren, who is this next-door neighbor here, and Mr. English, who is this neighbor here. Mr. Warren objects to both the proposed pier, the boathouse, as well as these pilings. And I'll get to that in a moment. The pilings here are driven on the property line extended. They were installed by Mr. Williams, and he was attempting to mark, again, property line extended so that Mr. Warren would have a better idea of where he should probably locate his pier. Mr. English's objections are focused on the loss of navigational access between the Warren and William piers. He's also concerned about pier congestion in this portion of the waterway. In summary, as previously stated, this applicant is not a riparian property owner and without the ability to utilize the circuit court for legal determination of rights of riparian property owners, the commission is responsible for evaluating equitable use of state-owned submerged lands along this portion of the waterway. Staff echoes our comments from the previous analysis of the Mr. Warren Pier, and that in reviewing the designs of the nearby piers and boathouses, it appears that relocating this pier to the center of this narrow property would allow for equitable use of the waterway. And we'll go back to this staff-generated image. You'll see that the pier is actually located not in the center, but closer to the Warren property. In addition, utilizing a T-head design would appear to accommodate typical uses of a private pier while maintaining access to the sides of the pier itself for the property owner and its adjacent neighbors. And lastly, in examining the adjacent piers, it appears that locating the boathouse to the end of the pier that was done in this project and this project, that relocating the boathouse in that orientation could provide for a single-slip boathouse while also accommodating access to the sides of the pier. Since the pier is proposed to be constructed on the western property line rather than the center, staff recommends denial of this pier and boathouse as currently proposed. We do believe the applicant should be granted authorization to construct a pier at his property, provided the pier design is more consistent with equitable utilization of the waterway as outlined above. In this case, the applicant may find it necessary to shorten his proposed pier in order to accommodate the navigational access around his brother's pier to the east. In addition, we recommend that the commission direct Mr. Williams to remove the unauthorized pilings he placed on state-owned submerged lands to identify what he thought were his property lines extended. The pilings appear to present a navigation hazard that could hinder Mr. Warren from accessing the side of his pier once constructed. And that's all.
All right. We'll take Mr. Warren first. Any questions from the commission? All right, Mr. Warren. If I have testimony, you should give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir. I do have some photos. May I bring those up?
Yes, indeed. Go on. State your full name for the record, so we'll have it on there.
Ted Warren. Ted K. Warren. Mm-hmm. I totally accept everything that Tracy has suggested. I think that's a good compromise. Tracy, can you show my house with the Englishes and the next one over? The thing is, I think in that 1,200 block of Ocean View Avenue, of Little Bay, I paid more for my property than anybody else on that street. But that's just me. But these two piers are on the right side. This one is on the line, and this one's on the line. So whenever, you know, it seems like I'm the only one who has, and Mr. English, who has an incredible pier, you know, $50,000 or $60,000 worth, he came down the edge, and he's right on my property. So if I come in the center, my water is just cut half. To Mr. English's right, here is the same way. The button house is right on the line. Right on the line. And I was asking to run it. And this brother here, I've been there for a couple of years. I don't know this brother. I've never heard of it. If you check the tax records, you'll see that Mr. Albert Williams is taxed for that pier. So he already owns a pier. And those pictures are what we all have to look at every time you're on 64 West and you're driving by and you see the steel pier. That's what Mr. Williams has. So if you do approve that pier, I'm asking that you diligently monitor what's going to go up, and that you, before you grant a new pier permit, that this one is brought into standard for Willoughby Bay. But again, the main thing is the piers to my left are not in the center. They're on the right side. So if I come down the center of my property, I'm losing half my water rights, and I'm also crowding Mr. English. But it is a compromise, and it's better than letting Mr. Williams come down my line.
All right. Any questions from the commission? All right. Anyone else here speak in favor of this application? Anyone in opposition that wishes to speak? Yes, sir. Come right on up. And both of you, I didn't see the lady. Yes, ma'am. You can both, sir. I can't see in the back there. Three of you have your hands up, or one? Lady didn't have her hand up. Okay. You speaking in opposition?
Yes.
Okay. Raise your right hand, please. You swear the testimony shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your full name for the record.
Albert Norris Williams. I live at 1209 Little Bay Avenue, and I was born at 1201 in 1942. I have no problem, and let me apologize to everyone up here. I'm very nervous, and I'm not a good speaker. And I probably will miss half of the things I need to tell you, but I'll try my best. I'm not opposed with Mr. Warren building a pier, or my brother on the other side of me, or I wasn't opposed to Mr. and Ms. English building a pier. On the other side of them, Mr. Greg Davis, and on the other side of them, Mr. Alex Martin. All I'm asking, well, I'm opposed to Mr. Warren's boathouse on my side of his property, which will be up against the side of my pier if I'm granted to build it there. But like I said, all I just want to be able to build my pier in front of my house just like everybody else did. And they all went to the line, to the property line with the piers, Mr. English, Mr. Davis. And Mr. Warren is asking to build in the center. And my opposition to his boathouse was I recommended that he put the boathouse at the end of the pier, would give him water rights on both sides of his 50-foot lot, all lots down there 50-foot wide, and it would give him water, you know, in and out on either side. I'm not worried about the side of my pier if I get to build it on the line. I'm going to consider it dead. I won't ever go on his water. I don't, and that's why I put the four pilings out there to define my line. Mr. Warren says he doesn't know my brother Richard, and I understand that. I can't understand why he says that, because my brother lives next to me at 1205 Little Bay, and I am on the tax record at 1201. But it's ETLS, which means there's other people on the tax records, and that's Richard, and I have another brother, Eugene. So I don't know where he got it either.
That's all right. That's not it. We're not interested in who knows who over there. I'm
anyway, I'm up here now opposing his.
Okay. Right.
I'm not opposing his pier. I was just opposing the boathouse on my side. And I, in my opposition letter, I put that I would recommend him putting it at the end of his pier like the Englishes and Mr. Davis did. That way he would have water on both sides of his pier and deeper water at the end of the pier.
Right.
The Englishes have trouble now letting their boat down at low water. In fact, they can't let it down at low water.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? Mr. No. Okay.
Just some comments.
When we take the next one, you want to speak then? You want to speak on the Williams case?
Williams and Warren case. I'm Mr. English.
All right. I know you're right, Mr. English. You can come up now if you want. Raise your right hand, please. You swear the testimony shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth that help you God.
Yes.
State your full name for a record.
Anthony English. I'm the newest peer in the area, this one here in green, and as Mr. Warren spoke, my peer comes closer to the property line, the southerly side or east side over here. As we've all spoken about these piers, which has been talked about since Mr. Warren's owned the house 2 years now, I believe, or coming on 2 years, that in order for him to get access to deepest water possible, the deepest water moves to the east or south. So Mr. Warren's pier best would be suited down this property line because this is the deepest water in this corner. As Mr. Williams just stated, at low tide, I can't even put my boat out. Now, Mr. Williams has a boat up here and many boats already existing over in here. My concern is giving me navigationable water between piers, just like Mr. Davis put his pier on the line. I moved my pier to this line. Mr. Warren was wanting to move his pier to this line, which wouldn't put Mr. Williams moving his pier to this line. But it is so congested in here with pilings, as you can see, pilings which are not on record as being there, along with the pilings that are run down this line here, unpermitted pilings, that what it appears trying to be happening here is that all of this area trying to trap this water. And trap is mean, I mean trap it as navigationable water. So my suggestion as a homeowner, as far as aesthetics, the view of people from the interstate and from homeowners would be to move either this pier to the property line and Mr. Williams to the other property line, or allow both of them to put their piers down the middle of the properties. It would give you best navigational water. It would allow Mr. Warren to maybe have as deep a water as he can get to, which would be in this corner of his property. Same thing with Mr. Williams. To get to the deeper water, he would best be over here for a boathouse. Now, all of the people that live in the area know that. Mr. Davis, like I said, when he built his pier, the reason he put it on this property line, we discussed, was for him to get to the deepest water he could. And I did the same here.
All right. You're all getting mighty close to that highway, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're within legalities. I know, because I've just been, since this controversy has been going on, I have been checked by the code, or a conformancy check, I think it was called.
Right. Okay.
I am the only one that has been conformancy checked since this controversy. So.
All right, thank you very much. All right, anyone else wish to speak? Yes, sir. Two of you in the back. Come on up together if you would. I'll swear you in at one time. And All right. You swear the testimony shall give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. You can go first, sir. State your full name for the record.
My name is Richard Williams. I live at 1205 Little Bay Avenue. I grew up at 1201 Little Bay Avenue and been down at Willoughby for 55 years. There's numerous things that need to be said on this situation that is not being told and it's misleading. The peers that each person should be entitled to build a pier, the way I understand it, wherever they want to build it on their property, if that's true. And each lot is the same size. It's 50 foot wide. There's three existing piers that's there now, and each one of them piers, one of them is Mr. Martin's, and one of them is Mr. English, and one of them is Mr. Davis. Each one of them piers they built where they wanted to build it, and each one of them was built on the line. One to the east line, two to the west line. So my brother needs to build his pier to the west line because I'm building another pier in the middle of my lot because we got another pier on the west side. So like Tony says, if everything keeps running toward the east side, then I'm stuck with nothing. So the two piers that me and my brother propose, how you work, that would be my brother's right there, and this would be mine. And the two L-shaped heads come together, basically. Mr. Warren's pier is fine in the center, or it's fine on that side. It doesn't really matter because the side of my brother's pier will not be used. But if my brother comes over here in the middle, then we don't have any room between us. And like I said, these two piers, this one here, Mr. English's pier and Mr. Davis is not there. And Mr. Martin, all of them are on the line, on the east side of the line. So they had the right to build their pier where they wanted. Nobody questioned it. And we should have the same right that they should. Regarding all the same lots, regarding the pilings that are out here, I think they're right there, to define the property line. Yeah, right there. It was said that they were put out there without permission, and they were not put out there with permission. We came over here and got permission to put them out there. And
what is that one right there, Mr. Williams? That first pier right here with all those boats. Is that a community pier?
That's our pier. That was my
father's. Is that commercial?
Yeah. That was my father's pier that he built back in the 50s. No.
The 50s. It's been there 50-something years.
Yeah, it's been there 50-something years.
All right. Let me hear from this gentleman and see if we have any questions for you. So state your name.
My name is Arthur Martin. I live at 1227 Little Bay Avenue. I was born and raised right down there. I think this is a contest. There's several problems. Where that? Can you do that back, Tracy? My peer's on there. Yeah. That, I don't know how to work this stuff. My end is the end pier. I don't see it. Okay. That one's my pier there. This is Mr. Davis's pier. I built mine right on the line over here. Mr. Davis had his pier here first. He's kind of in the middle, Mr. Davis is. When I seen his pier, I said, well, I'm going to put mine over here on the side, and I came over with an L like this right here. And I've got two places right there for boats. And there's no water in there. At low tide, it's bottom. You hit the bottom. It's all along here. It's low water. And by doing that, I allowed ingress and egress for the boats to come in on this side. I don't have any intentions of using this side. That's my neighbor's side. If he wants to build a pier over here or whatever he wants to, I feel like that's his water over there. I left this over here. Mr. Davis comes in on this side. He's got room to come in and use this side of the pier. Mr. English is built right on the side right here, and I think this is where the problem lies. When Ted moved into the neighborhood, it just started a problem. he bought a house for an investment. He doesn't live there. He has no intentions of living there. And he's talking about the Williams's pier. He's worried about what will happen to
the
Williams.
That's all interesting, but...
Yeah, I understand. But this is where it happened right here. See this thing appear right there? That's a floating dock. It's right on Ted's property.
Well, let me ask you, all of you, something. What would you recommend? What do you think ought to be done?
Myself, I would say for Mr. Ted to put his pier wherever he wants to out here, either on this side of his property right here, or this side of his property right here, and leave enough room in between there. He's designing his pier. Leave enough room in there to where he can come in and out of either side, and Mr. Williams to put his pier on this side right there, or this side, and leave enough room for him to come in and out like I did and everybody else did. It's you've got so much waterfront on your property.
Hey, how about
build your pier accordingly?
Would you all do me a favor? Why don't you all go in that library there and get around that table and work something out, and come on back in here with it? All right, go on and do that. I'll give you 15 or 20 minutes, and then we'll move on and take you when you come back.
Thank you.
All right.
Can I make one correction for the record?
You've got a question for you to take with you, Dr. Jones.
Remember, it is the state's water.
I understand.
Not your water. That's why you're here.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, Tracy?
Yes, sir.
Could we...
My water was getting too...
11's been removed, according to Mr. Grab. So let's go to 12.
Just for the...
And that would be...
Sir.
Jay.
I think Mr. Lindy has to catch a 5 o'clock plane to Chicago, so he wouldn't mind a bit.
Hi, Jay.